Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look back at last night's Premier League action with Dale Tempest from Skybet. Morning, Dale.
Morning, sir. How are we doing?
Yeah, good. Well, what's all this worry about Everton? Look at them, 13th in the league. They're fine now, aren't they?
It's amazing. Sam was sat there smiling, thinking, this is the easiest money I've ever earned. I mean, I tell you what was interesting, and I was chatting with our traders last night. Next manager to go, Moyes could be up there, you know. He's in our betting, I think he's third in it. Clement is 5-6. Mark Hughes, 7-2. Pellegrini, 6. David Moyes is 7-1. Mm. I know he's only been there 3 games, but there's just that feeling that, you know, it might have been the wrong appointment. And there doesn't seem that, well, you probably saw much more of the game than I did. I was at the Emirates watching Huddersfield, I'm afraid, getting stuffed by 5. But, you know, West Ham, you have to fear for them. There hasn't been a change, you know, that turn when managers come in, you expect something to happen and an intensity and energy to suddenly arrive in the dressing room. And West Ham are struggling big time at the moment. So they're second favourites to go down, 11-10.
I'm not surprised. I think the quality of their squad, bar Lanzini, is very, very poor. Cresswell hit the crossbar last night. Lanzini had a few moments of magic, but I don't just think it's David Moyes. I think any manager would struggle to do anything with that bunch of players.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't disagree with you there. That doesn't feel like there's a sort of backbone to the side, does there? I mean, Reed, Collins, sort of the defensive unit, you know, they're Coyote in midfield, Obiang. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, that moment when Antonio, to be fair, I'm a big fan of his, one of their best players, 2-1 up at Crystal Palace in the 96th minute. You know, when he crossed it in for the keeper to catch it and then Palace equalised, that tells you that there's something massively wrong in the squad or mentally. You know, they're just not at it. And he's one of their better players, Antonio. But I've got a bet for you.
Go on.
I very rarely tell you I've got a bet for you, but this has got to be a price.
Go on.
What price would you have Everton to finish 7th? Take the top 6.
I bet at the moment you've probably got that about 8-1.
Oh, you've looked.
Have you?
You looked this morning.
Have you? Have you got it 8-1? No, that was just that was a random guess. Was it 8-1?
It was 8-1. That's the price.
Honestly, Dad, I just guessed that.
Well, yeah, you should. We might get you a job in our compiling. If ever City Talk finish with you, come over and see us and leave.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad money spent, to be honest. If you look at how the table's relatively concertinaed, isn't it? I mean, you could do anything from Everton's position.
The thing is, you're absolutely right. But Watford are the favourites at 9-4. They've got 21 points, so 6 points behind them. Leicester are second favourites at 11-4. Well, they've only got 17 points. They're only 2 points better off than Everton. And Everton haven't kicked a ball this season yet. Then Burnley at 5, they're 25 to. They've got 25 points. I mean, the incredible job Sean Dyche is doing there. Southampton got 1 point more. They're 13-2. And Everton, 15 points, 8-1. I think, yeah, Big Sam comes in. Surely he can get them organised enough. That 8-1 is a big, big price.
The interesting thing about Sam's arrival yesterday was a real degree of apathy and even a lot of fans saying, you know, we just don't want him. And then the Sammy Lee news broke and that added to that. That compounded it, if you like. But then they go out and they score 4. And of course, it's all the right headlines for Everton this morning, because I think there could have been a degree of a little bit of resentment still amongst Everton fans this morning, particularly if they'd drawn or lost. But Rooney's completely wiped all that away. There's almost a feel-good factor immediately in there.
Isn't it bizarre? You know, how one result can turn things around like that. Let's be fair. If it hadn't been for the last 15 minutes against Watford, where Everton turned it around, then the manager situation would have been sorted a long time ago. I think they were desperately hoping that Unsworth could get those, you know, the players playing, and it's just not happened. It just seems bizarre. 2-1, by the way, Rooney goal of the season.
What?
I don't think it can.
Do you think it is, Dale?
No, not for me.
No, not for me either.
I think any time Joe Hart's in goal, it can't count. you know, because he's not for me. I hope I keep saying to everybody who listens to me, Pickford's got to be in the sticks for England in the World Cup this summer, not Joe Hart. Mm. He's head and shoulders above him. Even though he's been conceding goals for fun, he's not had much organisation in front of him. But Sam should sort that out. He'll get them organised. I think it's bizarre, isn't it? But the whole football world now can change on two or three results. And it can be a bit of luck. It's not necessarily anything you've done wrong. I mean, Tony Pulis at West Brom, you know, they've, I think, won 2 in 23 games now. But generally, everybody regards that they're you know, batting above their average sort of thing, you know, in terms of how they've been doing. And now you've got Brighton, Huddersfield and Newcastle, the three new boys who are meant to be the teams going down or, you know, put it under pressure for relegation. Now they're doing okay. It's huge pressure on the Palaces, West Ham's, Leicester's, you know, all changed their managers already, you know, before we've even got into what is 13, 14 games.
Well, just before we get to your team, Huddersfield, and their spectacular performance last night, one on Sam Allardyce's wage. So, currently in the list of best-paid Premier League managers, Pep Guardiola gets $15 million a year, Mourinho gets $15 million, Conte gets $9.6 million, Wenger gets $8.9 million, Klopp gets $7 million, and Sam Allardyce is next in the list at £6 million. Is that a correct representation of where he fits in managerially in the list of the best managers, Dale?
I think it probably is at this point. It's not best managers, it's man to do a job. Mm. You know, yesterday, if we'd been having this conversation earlier in the day, we'd be saying Everton are in serious trouble here. You know, they've got to secure their Premier League status. And that's not, you know, joking about it. That's just how it was. The players just haven't been performing. They've suddenly turned up, but West Ham, you know, rolled over for them in the end. Huddersfield is one of those games on Saturday. There's probably a real atmosphere there. Huddersfield, you know, this, what, five they conceded. They were knackered, to be honest. Absolutely shattered. The effort, anybody who watched the Man City Huddersfield game on Sunday, you know, the effort they put into that and then getting done by a deflection in the, what was it, 86th minute by Raheem Sterling. You know, the players were just on, they couldn't get themselves going. Mm. So, Everton fans will be hoping to do exactly the same on Saturday. But Everton 8-11, you know, they win that one, suddenly 18 points, they win it to nil, clean sheet, Rooney's buzzing. I think we were 8-1, Rooney back in the World Cup squad. You know, you get all these silly things which are just an overreaction from 90 minutes. But that's the nature of the game. That's what happens. You know, everything can change on a deflection or whatever. And suddenly now Everton fans are looking at the table thinking, well, we'd be disappointed if we weren't going to be seventh this year.
I'm going to remember those odds. 8-1. It's not bad, is it? Right, Arsenal 5, Huddersfield.
Don't remember. I'm having a fiver on it. And then you can remember at the end of the year when you pick up 45 quid.
It's not going to happen, is it? Arsenal 5, no. Huddersfield 0. Are Arsenal 5-star or not? Obviously, as a Liverpool fan, I'd love them to sort of capitulate a little bit, but clearly that wasn't the way last night against your side.
No, I mean, as I say, Town couldn't get themselves. They scored after, I think, 5-6 minutes, Lacazette, lovely goal. And then it was a case of Arsenal, a bit of keep ball. You know, the big problem with Arsenal themselves, they get slack and sloppy and, you know, Xhaka gave the ball away a few times and at the back they start taking chances and overplaying. I just feel they had a couple of chances before Arsenal got the second. Quenar was clean through in the first half, should have done better, and Cech saved in the start of the second. But, you know, once Arsenal get that arrogance and confidence, you know, Ozil and Sanchez floating around the pitch and doing what they want to do. By the way, I think Wenger's done the right thing to say neither's leaving the club till the summer, because at least that clears the decks of speculation. Mm. Because January, everybody was going to be guessing. And even if they do sign a pre-contract with somebody, it's done until the summer. At least the players can concentrate on that. Arsenal Man U, of course, had the big game of the weekend. Arsenal won every home game, I think, this season. So they are in good form, but a proper test for them on Sunday. Town, to be fair, just didn't have the energy to cope with them.
Who are the top four favourites as it currently stands, Dale?
Well, City, obviously. United, obviously, second. Then it gets interesting. You've got Chelsea at 1-3 to be in the top four. Liverpool 4-6. Arsenal 10-11. Tottenham 5-4. you know, Tottenham really are struggling. I mean, Champions League, they're flying, beating everybody, but they've lost that intensity. And, you know, Dele Alli, Kane, just lost that energy. You know, it's amazing that at the top level, if you're playing week in, week out, you just lose that. As Rocky says, the eye of the tiger, you know, that little bit of edge, you lose that for a couple of games, and it's so competitive at the top level, you quickly get found out. So, I mean, I had Liverpool fans on to me last week. I'm sure you had on your phone in. Oxlade, Chamberlain and Sturridge starting against Chelsea. You know, there was some proper, should we say, anger and disappointment. What on earth is he doing? But, you know,
it's just with how busy it is in December. All of a sudden, that's why Solanke started last night. Simply getting the squad going, isn't it?
Absolutely, getting the squad going, and you can see that. But, you know, if you're going to rest players, you know, perhaps do it at Stoke on the Wednesday rather than at home to Chelsea. You know, the live game, so many people were, like, looking forward to that one. It's a funny one with Klopp at the moment. As I say, Salah, by the way, 6-1 for top scorer. I mean, where's that come from? He'd have been about hundreds at the start of the year. Is it 12 goals he's got already?
Yeah, 12 in the Premier League. I mean,
I've got him in my fantasy team. I knew I should have made him captain last night. I left Harry Kane in charge. What a nightmare not changing that one over. But there you go.
I thought I'd have found you in a Russian hotel this morning. It's the World Cup draw tomorrow, Dale. I'm surprised you're not out there. One of the headlines today is FIFA has been forced to reassure fans that tomorrow's World Cup draw will not be rigged with hot balls. Following claims by Sepp Blatter that he'd witnessed their use. Have they really, has the draw really been tampered in the past with hot balls? You know, someone sort of fiddling around in the pot and going, oh, that one's a bit hotter than the others. That must be Angola.
They used to claim that, didn't they, with the rugby league. They used to put some in the fridge and they rest normal. So they basically, when they were really there, they knew they could keep Wigan and St. Helens and Leeds apart.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's one of those things. If Sepp Blatter says that, it could have happened. He was in charge. He'd have been the one making it happen with Blatter. It's one of those. We're cynical in this modern world, aren't we, about pretty much everything that goes on. Even when it's happening in front of us, we don't quite believe it. So I will see where the draw is. You know, we've got lots of stuff. It's an interesting one. At the same time, you know, you can almost forget about it. We'll look at the draw. We'll have a laugh for 5 minutes. Who are England going to play? Whether it's, I don't know, France, Brazil, because obviously England are in pot two, aren't they? So they could play all sorts of options. And the day after, Saturday morning, we'll be back on the Premier League where it really matters.
Hope so. Nice one, Dale. Thank you very much.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.